Welcome to Quest for Gold, episode 16. I'm Ryan Burrow. We are 252 days out from the Summer Olympics in Paris. Well, we've recently learned Steve Kerr will coach Team USA basketball as they compete in the 2024 Paris Olympics next summer, but that will be the end of his stint with USA basketball. The Golden State Warriors head coach told The Athletic he decided he would like to step down as Team USA head coach after the games. He plans to follow in the footsteps of former Team USA head coach Greg Popovich and leave after coaching just one World Cup and one Olympics. Brittany Griner has taken her first steps to playing for the red, white, and blue in Paris. She played in a couple games for Team USA this month and then took part in the three-day training camp in Atlanta. You probably remember Griner spent 10 months in a Russian jail before being released earlier this year. She'd previously said she'd never play overseas again unless it was representing Team USA. The U.S. men's water polo team qualified a spot for Paris following their performance in the Pan Am Games. Paris 2024 unveiled the torches that will be used for the torch relay. 2,000 torches are going to be used between the Olympic and Paralympic Games. The torch relay begins in April. Bidding is underway for new security technology for the upcoming games. It's already been determined that Russian and Chinese companies will not be considered for those technologies in Paris. Over the last month, the Ukrainian women's Olympic wrestling team has been training in the U.S. Not only have they been training with American athletes, but they've also been sharing their stories of their Olympic journeys and their struggles during this time of war. It's as much of a training mission as it is a goodwill and exchange program. They've been to Chicago, Iowa, as well as the Team USA Training Center in Colorado Springs. And this week, they're in Greensboro, North Carolina. I had a chance to grab Coach Justin Hardy with Greensboro College Wrestling and 2020 Olympian and 2024 Olympic hopeful Oksana Livach before they began a training session in Greensboro.
I'd like to start with you, Coach Hardy. How did this all come about? How did the Ukrainian women's wrestling team end up in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. So we actually hosted the North Carolina women's and men's North Carolina Fargo national team, USA wrestling national teams on campus for Greensboro College. The coaches on that team, Ed Duncan and Cheryl Bernard, traveled overseas to Mongolia and did an event, beach wrestling event over there and some other events. They had a contact over there from the Ukraine. His name was Andrei Voronstov. And I do believe Andrei, they said, hey, came back and let me know that they were coming to the United States for a tour and they're looking for host colleges to host this team. They actually have been here since October 1st. We're the fifth stop on their tour. They were at the Chicago Beat the Streets. They went to Iowa for Iowa Hawkeyes for a while. Then they went to a couple other colleges and they just are coming from the Olympic Training Center for the last couple of weeks. And now they're here in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then obviously they head to a couple other spots on their way home. But, it was a process because we got in touch with their team manager, Andrei Voronstov. He said, hey, are you interested? I took the opportunity to my athletic director, Kim Strabel. And then we took the opportunity together to our president, Lawrence Zarda. And they both were like, yes, we would love to bid on this opportunity. We'd love to work on it. So we put a proposal together, put a welcome video together, presented it to him. He asked if we could do a couple other things that we'd be willing to host them and all the different things. I said, yes. And then obviously Greensboro College also helped write the visa letters on behalf to get them into the United States. So we were able to do a lot of things. We booked them. We feel honored to have them here. And, they're the world champions. They're freestyle. They're the best of the best of women wrestling in the world. So we are honored to have them here in Greensboro.
That's awesome. Oksana, how has your trip been in the United States since you've been here? I know it's been probably pretty crazy going from city to city, but it's probably been a terrific experience as well.
Yes, it's so amazing trip. We're so happy to be here and spending time in the USA. So a lot of cities, a lot of training, so change experience. And it is a great opportunity to touch, to learn something new. And of course, training together with American girls. So it's amazing. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this for your hospitality, and thank you for support us too. Thank you.
And the facilities in the United States, are they very similar to what you usually train in Ukraine, or are there differences?
It is a little different. But it is good opportunity to teach something new, because American style and Ukraine style is something different, a little different in the wrestling. So I like American style, and it is for me very good. So yeah.
What's the current situation in your hometown in Ukraine right now with the war that's going on?
Right now, situation in Ukraine not good, you know, because war is not end. It's I can say what is not safer place in Ukraine right now. So we try and find opportunity to training in Ukraine every time. So now it is good for us. We can training together and training in safe place. Of course, we can speak about our country, about our situation in our country too. So I think it is end soon. So we hope.
Has security been an issue at all since you left? I mean, I'm sure you guys, you know, I want to make sure that you've got good security both in Ukraine and when traveling abroad. Coach Hardy, these Ukrainian wrestlers are obviously some of the best in the world. This is a tremendous opportunity. Are you learning things about a different style than maybe you were aware of before?
Yeah, so this isn't a, I mean, we're honored to have them, you know, whenever you can get the best of the best, you know, in the world, you know, to your college and exposure to your athletes, you know, both our men and ladies athletes here. This has been phenomenal for our program. You know, one of the things this is a learning experience for everybody involved. We are exchanging key learnings. We're like, even this morning, we let them run the practice. You know, we learned how they warm up. We learned how they, you know, do their dynamic stretching. We learned, you know, that some of the things, the way they do it. I mean, like she said, we our styles are a little bit different. I mean, they, you know, there's things that they do that we don't do. There's things that we do that they don't do. But what we are learning is, you know, hey, how do you warm up? I mean, they do a lot more dynamic stretching than we do, but we're going to probably take a page from that book and probably do some more dynamic stretching. You know, we're going to learn, you know, how they mentally prepare for matches. We're going to learn, you know, this is not only about wrestling exchange, but this is also a cultural exchange. So they are doing a live talk on campus tonight in one of the communication halls here. It's Life in Ukraine. So doing a live panel discussion with an open forum to the college program. There tomorrow we go to Swain High Elementary School and Washington Elementary Schools. They're going to go impact young people. We're doing free a wrestling clinic and giving back to the community. They are doing a free clinic on Saturday from 8:30 to 12 for men and little boys and girls from elementary, middle school, and high school. And then we're doing an all girls one on Sunday. So as much as it is about, you know, the wrestling key learnings, this is also, they want to help grow wrestling. And we love that. That's one of their key things, to, you know, share and give back and help grow wrestling. I mean, they, Look at their platform. I mean, they're the best of the best. I mean, every young girl that wrestles wants to be a world champion like they are and be a world championship team. So that's the height. That's like if you're a basketball player and get a workout with Michael Jordan. I mean, it is on that level of awesomeness. So we are very, very fortunate for that. You know, we're also showing them, you know, Southern hospitality here. We're taking really good care of them. They're going to go see the Trans-Siberia Orchestra at some point while they're here. At the Greensboro Coliseum, we've got some events and community events we're taking them to. So it's just a really cool thing. We've got a team here at Greensboro College. We've got some sponsors who've taken care of every single thing for them here, and every need is taken care of.
Great. And Oksana, my question for you is, where what's the status right now for 2024 Paris? Are you in qualifications right now, or?
I am going to this goal. I mean, next year, yes, I will prepare for qualification Olympic tournament.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to qualify through the Ukrainian
European
team.
Qualification tournament.
Okay.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Have you ever been to the Olympics before?
Yes. I was in Tokyo 2021 and I won 5th place in Olympic. Yeah.
So your second time around, the goal is to get on the podium,
yes.
I suppose.
I'll try. I will do my best for this. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your help and everything what you do for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Coach Hardy and Oksana, for the conversation. We'll be back next week with another episode of Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burr. We'll see you then.